Hey everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Money Making Websites Academy call for March. Wow, the year is flying by. I can't believe it's already almost the end of the first quarter here. So, and it's been now over a month since we got together here in Orlando. It seems like just yesterday. A couple of cool things going on. When we were at the Academy in Orlando here, we recorded the entire day as a program where I shared the top 10 ideas for breakthroughs in your real estate business that I've really decided after this year marks 25 years that I've been in real estate now. 1988 was the year I first got my real estate license. And so we talked about some of the biggest breakthrough ideas that I've seen now that are the most predictable ways, the most repeatable ways to have an impact in your business. And what I'm starting to see now, because everybody that I'm talking to kind of one-on-one, one of the things that I'm always focused on for them now is figuring out how you can be a market maker. And when I say a market maker, meaning how you can have an awareness of the people that you're working with right now and a few different levels of people that you can communicate with about that. So when we're talking about if you're generating buyer leads, which you are right now with your website, you've got all kinds of people that are looking for homes, that are coming into your website every day, that are responding to your emails, that are asking you questions, that you're showing houses to. You've got a sort of a ready pool of buyers. And where we're finding really a neat addition to your kind of weekly routine is in having I haven't quite named it yet, but it's almost like an awareness hour where you're aware of the people that you're working with right now, the people that you're going to be showing homes to, or the houses that you're going to see about listing this week, and having an awareness of who would be a person who might either like that house or know somebody who has a house for this person or have a house for this person, where you can match people up like that. So it's following the principles that we talk about for getting referrals, that in order for a referral to take place, three things have to happen. You have to, they have to notice that the conversation is about real estate. They have to think about you, and they have to introduce you to the conversation. And this is where you get a chance to do that same thing, to orchestrate yourself as a market maker. You get to notice who are you working with right now. And so, the practical way of doing this might be on a weekly basis, whenever you are looking at your calendar, you're setting up your calendar of who you're going to be showing houses to this week, and you look through that list and you say, okay, I've got a couple who are looking for a townhouse and we're going to be showing them homes. And now you think about who do you know that either has a townhouse, and this is perfect if you're doing getting listings program in an area where you're generating listing leads for the same kind of buyers that you're working with, no matter where you're doing it. If you're doing it generally in your marketplace, you kind of want to look through and have an awareness. Just think about, who do I have that has a townhouse? I mean, if you're doing, and I, by the way, you know that I love the townhouses as a great market to sort of attract and try to be a market maker for, because it's distinct. And I like anything like that, whether it's townhouses or lakefront homes or condos or golf course homes or whatever would be a distinction that kind of somebody would be you know, immediately get that horoscope effect of saying, oh, that's me, and this is specifically for me. So when, if you've got listing leads that you've generated, or people who've even come to your website locally and asked for your home seller book or asked for a CMA, you've got this pool of people who are potentially maybe going to sell their house. So just having that awareness and looking through the list and seeing anybody that might be in that situation, and then introducing that opportunity to them. And I posted up on our Facebook group a little message that we use where whenever there's a buyer and we've got a seller, we just kind of send them a quick message and say, hey, I'm going to be showing houses this weekend to a couple from Atlanta who are looking for a townhouse. And I remember looking up your house online when we sent you the lakefront report or the townhouse report a couple of months ago. And it looks like your house might be a perfect fit for them. I'm not sure what your plans are, but I thought I'd send a quick email and see if maybe I could tell them about your house. Now, that's a very simple, straightforward email. It's just one person to one person, and that's where you really get this kind of power. Now, what makes it easy to do this is to have sort of a visual of an easy way to access all of this, where you can look and see who you've got. And even if you have them on Google Map, where they're pinned with all the people who have responded, that's a great thing. And then if you can layer on top of that, on that map, the people who are your clients already, your sphere, the people that you that know you, like you, trust you, whether they're your clients or your friends or people who would be in your top 150. And you can send that same kind of message to them if they live in those townhouses, and send them a message that says, you know, hey, Kim, I'm going to be showing townhouses to a couple from Atlanta this weekend. There's only a few on the market. Have you heard anybody in River Run talking about selling their townhouse? Maybe we can match them up with this couple from Atlanta. Now, those things, once you've got those messages kind of in your mind, that's an easy thing to do. And getting into the routine of just once a week, having that awareness, noticing the types of people that you're working with, the types of opportunities that you have, and then just thinking about who could help you with that. And you can do that same thing with your sellers. When you're just about to list a property or you're going out to see somebody, if you are to, if you send them out a message and or send out a message to all the people in your Get Response account, in your Market Watch, when you're saying to people, even in the PS or in the beginning of the email, you know how we talk about sending something personal to people? If you just kind of highlight the people that you're saying, hey, I'm going to see a couple about selling their townhouse this week. It's got three bedrooms and two bathrooms, and whatever you want to say about it, just to kind of describe it. If that's what you're looking for, let me know and I'll get you all the details before it comes on the market. Now, that kind of thing is almost irresistible to somebody who's looking for that. If you've got the inside track on something and they're going to be ahead of the pack on this, that they're going to get to find out about it before anybody else, that is appealing and people will respond to something like that. And all it takes is just a little bit of a change to your weekly habits, you know, whenever, just get into the routine of it. But I'd love for you to try it for, you know, let's even try it for the next 10 weeks. You know, if you just did 10 times where you just thought about who are you working with right now, where could you get that kind of help, who could give you that kind of help, and just introduce that opportunity to them. If you would just do that 10 times, it would be amazing what might happen for you. You know, you could have something pretty amazing, but certainly it's going to be a better outcome than not doing it. And all of that is the kind of things that you can do to multiply all the things that you're doing right now. See, you don't want to just kind of look at, you know, looking at your all the people that you're working with right now as that's the only opportunity. You know, a lot of times people get happy that they've got a buyer and they work with them and they show them houses and they find one and that's it. And then they celebrate. But it was kind of a lost opportunity because of that buyer, you had an opportunity to potentially find the listing that they wanted to buy. And it's the same thing with your sellers. You know, a lot of times people get so excited that they list a house and that it's sold very quickly, and yet they didn't get any chance to take advantage of the leverage opportunities that they have, the opportunities to multiply things. And, you know, if they were even to slow it down just a little bit, especially if they're in a hot market where you know it's going to sell anyway, why not just take a little bit of time to look for opportunities that you can multiply what you're doing, where you can turn, you know, your average one transaction into 1.5 transactions or into 2 transactions. You know, if you look at it that over the next 10 buyers that you work with or over the next 10 sellers that you work with, if you were to start measuring the number of times that you are able to get extra transactions from this, whether it be finding the, you know, if you've got a listing, whether it be finding the buyer for the house, whether it be finding a buyer who buys another house, or getting the next listing in that neighborhood, or getting a referral from the seller, those kind of things, those opportunities are all available to you, but they're not going to happen randomly. They're not going to happen unless you orchestrate them. And if you do orchestrate them, your chances of making that a reality go way up just by focusing on it. I mean, we were, I shared in Orlando when we were doing our Internet Academy that with the Julie Matthews group here, we were able to 50% of the listings taken were sold in-house, that found the buyer for that listing. And all those things just happen when you start orchestrating it. So, you know, if you look back on the last 10 listings that you had, how many of those did you find the buyer? How many of those did you get another buyer? You know, you start measuring, and I'm very big on presencing systems, you know, where you can see something in front of you. So if you had, you know, a checklist where, you know, you look on one side of the page, you listed your 10 last sellers, and you have a checkbox for each of the opportunities that you have. Did you get the listing sold? Did you find the buyer? Did you find another buyer? Did you get another listing? And did you get a referral from the seller? Those are 5 opportunities that you have with each listing. So when you look at the last 10 times 5, you had 50 opportunities for check marks. And you start being aware of that, that things that you measure improve, and the things that you measure and record improve exponentially. So looking back at the last 10, and I want you to have like a sense of how valuable what I'm talking about is to you right now, because I'm, you know, you might be thinking and listening and saying, I can't really remember the last 10, or I can only remember the last 5, and maybe you're not going to go back and do this. But when you look at it, you know, if you, out of those 50 potential check marks that you can get, knowing that each one of those check marks represents $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever, you know, your average commission is, this is like really big opportunity for you here. So if you do that, looking at the last 10, how many out of 50 did you get? and looking forward to the next 10, your goal being to improve, and at least having an awareness of it will let you see, well, I really don't deserve to get the next listing around this house because I didn't do anything to make that happen. And I didn't really deserve to find the buyer because I really just put it in the MLS and hoped that somebody else would sell it, and they did. We got, you know, a lot of other offers from other agents. But, you know, I want you to see all of these opportunities as missed opportunity if you're not doing something. You know, I often talk about Gamal Aziz, the general manager of the MGM hotel in Las Vegas, how he always looks at things and looks for what's the highest possible use for this and what are we doing right now, and whatever that gap is, he treats it like they're losing money. So that's what leads him to take the risk or the action to tear out their $4 million producing restaurant, which was, you know, a stable, profitable thing for them, to tear that out and put in a high-end celebrity restaurant that now does $10 million. That's that kind of thinking there. So when you look at it, part of this is a lot of times people don't do just listed cards or just sold cards or info box flyers or all these kind of things that are, you know, proven best practices, because they're taking the view of looking at that as an expense. And whenever I hear somebody say, oh, this one's going to sell, I don't have to do just listed cards or a info box flyer, I don't have to do that, this one's going to sell in no time. And I shake my head, because I look at it that it's just so sad to think that that mindset of that they're going to save that money, I don't have to spend that money. They look at it as an expense of marketing that listing that they are accounting for from that one listing commission. They're not looking at it as an investment in getting the four other commissions that they could get. And that's the way that I want you to think about it. Don't start deducting it from the listing side of the commission. You know, don't look at it as reducing the amount of money that you're going to get for selling that one listing, but look at it as an opportunity to multiply what you're going to get from that. And that's, you know, a much better thing. I always want you to be thinking about multipliers and what can we do to get more out of the things that we're already doing, the opportunities that we already have. I've been doing, working with Glenn McQueenie in Toronto, who owns a few Keller Williams offices, and you know, we're doing some neat things around this listing opportunity, and around company wide setting up the opportunity for people to do this hour of connecting with what they have with what everybody else in the office has, almost like this market making. And you know, you can imagine the power of having your entire office going through this whole process where, you know, here's what I've got, and knowing that somebody in your office may know somebody or may have a prospect for whatever it is. It's kind of an interesting thing that doesn't cost any money. It's just setting up the routine of it so that you do it on a consistent basis and, you know, start to measure those results, see what happens when you do it that way. So that is my sermonette for today, my multiplier sermonette, and I'm hoping that the action that you will take from this conversation is that at the very least you will look back at the last 10 listings that you had, identify how many of those 50 possible check marks that you were able to get, and then look forward for the next 10 to see How many will you be able to get of the next 10? And it's the most profitable game that you could really kind of play and kind of build that awareness there. So, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the call if you want to brainstorm anything or share any experience or ask any questions or get some specific help. Press *6 on your phone, and that's going to bring you into the queue. And I will see that you've raised your hand. *6 on your phone. I was up in Canada last week, and almost, I've changed the rules for my snow-free millennium so that as long as I don't touch snow or get snow on me, that I'm still safe on that. So I got away with it this time, but there was definitely snow on the ground. And here, it's nice and sunny. Okay, guys, *6 on your phone. This is your time here. Here we go.
Good morning, Dave. Justin. How are you?
Hi, who's this? I couldn't hear you there.
It's Jeff in Chicago.
Okay, Jeff.
I've got a real basic question for you today.
Sure.
I've been plugging along, and you may be aware I'm partnering with a realtor, so I'm not the realtor.
Right.
Brilliant. But in any event, now published a festive newsletter with all we're doing in terms of the Bean brand stuff, other than, of course, following the 7-step connection process and, you know, the 5-star prospects and so forth. My specific question is,
you know what's unfortunate? I was hearing you clearly, and then you said my specific question, and then it got all staticky. It sounds like you're on your cell phone. Maybe Jeff can call back on the landline if he can. I couldn't hear anything you said. Anybody else? *6 on your phone. Okay, going once. Going twice. There we go. Let's see if we can hear Jeff again.
Dean, this is Jeff again.
There we go. That's better.
I may be having problems with my Bluetooth because I was getting static in my Bluetooth. But
yeah, we were getting all static.
As long as you can hear me now.
Yep.
I started to say your AdWords are working fine for me.
Okay.
And I'm going through all of the, you know, step-by-step connection process and, you know, the stuff that's in your program. What I'm not getting is a lot of requests for stuff.
Okay.
So I've got consistent, you know, people are opting in consistently according to your ratios, but they're not asking for stuff. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas about how I can improve, you know, my opportunities to do the 7-step connection process.
Sure. So are you doing the you're doing the weekly market watch?
Yes, 30 weeks in a row.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. And when you're sending out those market watch emails, are you giving people, you know, specific opportunities? Do you ever send out messages that are just about a specific offer aside from just the links to the new listings?
Well, I mean, I followed your pattern, you know, to where we've got the super signature.
Okay.
And then every week I do feature, you know, one of them above the signature line.
Right, okay.
So here, you know, this week, you know, you can, you know, click here and, you know, we'll have a tour, or click here and we'll do, you know, your free, you know, loan report. You know, the multiple things that are on the website, we rotate that.
Okay. And then are you doing home buyer workshops or anything like that?
We have not done any home buyer workshops yet.
Okay. How many people do you have on your get response list now?
About, well, there's two lists. I think there's 367 on the regular list and about 60 or so on the bank-owned list.
Okay. And when you look at the 90-day email, like, do you get responses from people who, on the initial message, where you're saying, are you an investor or are you looking for a house to live in?
I am getting some replies, Dean, but not a lot.
Okay.
And then when I respond back to those inquiries, I'm getting few that are following up, you know, from that communication.
Right. So what, I mean, I guess when I need to hear some more, like, specific numbers, because you've got 367 people, you know, when you say not a lot, I don't know what that means. When you're saying you're getting a few but not a lot, what does, I mean, what are we talking about?
So of the 367, I've probably gotten requests, and I'm just, you know, using the top of my head, I've probably gotten requests for, you know, 40 things.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, you may be familiar, maybe not. We had some technical problems between, you know, getting a few things set up and the coordination between myself and the realtor. And I think we've got those pretty well lined up, and we're doing things pretty consistently now. It's just that we're not getting a lot of requests. Once they've opted in, we're not getting a lot of requests or opportunities for, you know, the face-to-face part.
Right. We're doing right now an analysis of all of these numbers from everybody from our Project Cyrus classes. So I'd love to see what the normal is, or what the average is, like, of leads from, you know, per 100 opt-ins kind of thing. That's what I'm in the process right now with Nikki of compiling for everybody. So let me, I'll keep this in mind here, and I'll report back to you on what is normal. But when you look at those, the 40, let's say, of the people who've asked for something, those are people who have, like, filled out asking for the guide or the home loan report or Market Watch. And Jim McQuaig did a neat analysis, because he's kind of similar to what you're doing. He's running 8 or 9 websites right now. And, you know, one of the things that we did find is that just over 40% of the leads that they had generated, like, been able to send over to the buyer agents, were from the people corresponding, like, people responding to, are you an investor? Are you looking for a house to live in? And being able to engage those people in a dialogue. Now, were you including the people who respond to those messages in that, in the 40, or is that, are you counting that differently?
Well, the 40, now, I'll be honest, that's just an estimate. I have not come back, and I can get something more specific for you.
Yeah.
But no, that would have been, you know, anybody that's, you know, beyond raising their hands by opting in, anybody who's subsequently then ordered or asked for something else.
Okay. And then what have you found? Who's doing the connection? How are you handling it that you're doing, that you're going back and forth?
I'm the one that all the requests come into. So I just, you know, hit the reply button and, you know, follow your texted, you know, scripted email.
Okay, great. So you're doing the 7-step connection process.
I'm the one that's doing them.
You're doing it. Okay. And what are you, what kind of connection rate are you able to get, do you think?
What do you need specifically?
Well, when somebody asks for something, we go through the 7-step connection process, and how often are you able to connect with them?
That is a low percentage. They'll ask for something, and I'll send it back to them. I have not kept those statistics in, but I know it's a very low number.
Okay, so there's something. So I'd love to see what I'll use yours as an example here when I do the analysis, because it'll be an interesting thing. Because I know here we're able to connect with almost everybody, you know, and I don't know whether that is a timing issue or whether or what's going on there, but it'll be interesting.
My suspicion is that the problem is at this end. I think your stuff is working just fine.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think that the breakdown is? What do you think is going on if you were to self-assess it?
Well, and I know that the self-assessment problems have been, as I said, you know, technical because of, you know, IDX and the realtor being unavailable some of the times, and basically just fixing things that weren't your fault, they were our fault.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have things, I think, in pretty good shape, we're just not getting a lot of nibbles beyond the opt-in state.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. Well, let's watch it right now, because 367, that's not a huge number yet here.
No.
And so, yeah, as we go forward here, though, let's watch that, and let's kind of, do you number the leads as they come in? You know,
I have not been asked them.
Okay. See, part of the thing, like part of the challenge here is to, when we're going to diagnose something like this, we need to get very specific on it, right? Like, and see, like, what is happening? Is it that you're good at sending out the initial step in the seven-step connection process, and then there may be a delay or gap between doing the rest of the seven steps? Or is it, what I'm looking at it is, how could we diagnose, you know? And looking at real numbers, what can we do to improve those numbers for you? Because there's nothing, the number of people who ask for something is going to be what it is, you know, when people opt in. So you've had 367 people opt in, and some percentage of those ask for something additional. And so, you know, the way that we can get the most out of what we do get is to, really focus on the connection with the ones who do ask for something, and then continue adding value and serving the ones, the 367, who are, you know, getting the weekly Market Watch communication.
Mm-hmm.
And using those emails to sort of engage some of those people in dialogue, you know? Like at 90 days, whenever we send people, are you still looking for a house in Winter Haven?
Mm-hmm.
So 30 weeks you've had people through that process, I guess, already, right? You've had people who've gotten the 90-day email, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's it. I mean, what's the... have you been able to, do you pass them on to the realtor kind of when they're ready to start looking at homes, or do you pass them on when they come in as a lead and they're kind of connecting with them early? What's the process?
Her broker is concerned that I only do things that I'm able to do as a non-realtor.
Yeah.
So my role has primarily just been to ensure that they are five-star prospects, and then pass them along. We do have, I'm going to say, six or seven people that have expressed interest that are continuing to be prospects. She's shown some homes. We just haven't built any traction, basically. And I think, as I say, I believe the problem is fixable. I think the problem is between, you know, what I'm doing, perhaps not as consistently as I should be, or, you know, how I'm passing the ball off to her and what she may or may not be doing consistently. So the problem is local. It's just a matter of getting it figured out.
Yeah. And it may not be a problem. You know, may not, the numbers may not even be the issue when we get right down to it. We'll just see, you know, maybe as we go that there'll be that when we have more numbers, that it'll be a that it'll all come out. If she's, you know, if everything's kind of connecting the dots, that people are coming in, they're leaving their email, they're getting the market watch, they're asking for things, they're engaging and out looking at homes. Ultimately, that system, you know, that throughput system, all the elements of it are there. It's just now putting more people through it. What's your daily, what's the AdWords budget?
Actually, I'm looking at it right now. That's certainly been one of my problems. I haven't been measuring the AdWords part as I should be. But it's still costing me 52 cents per. So it looks like $200 is what I spent the last time. So it's all very reasonably priced for the lead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's what I mean. It's like you're looking at it that what is your budget? You know, like are you spending $10 a day or $20 a day? Or it doesn't sound like you could be. It doesn't sound like it's that
well,
much.
Well, it's set up right now. I did not change a thing, you know, since you originally tweaked it. So I believe it is at $15 a day.
Okay, great. All right.
I guess, you know, it sounds like, you know, your idea is to go back and kind of measure what it is that I've gotten in and so basically just apply a percentage.
Look at it and, you know, of not, you know, panicking, I guess. And I look at one of the things we talked about at the Academy was the portfolio value of the leads that you're generating in your Get Response account. And so when we did the numbers, and, you know, I looked the most closely at Chuck Charlton's, and, you know, we found that, we did the breakdown on the 90-day increments for 2 years and found that 55% of the people who did a transaction were in the first year, and 45% were in the second year. So it, you know, broke down to be that only 5% were in the first 90 days, and then it was, you know, 20% from 90 days to 6 months, and another 25%, I guess, from 6 months to 12 months. And so if that all adds up to 55%, it was something like that. And it started, the real hot spot was in the 6 to 12 months was the amount, the gestation period sort of thing for how long people were in the system. And we're finding that here now in Winter Haven, we're getting all the people who had come into the website last year in January and February are now kind of coming out of the woodwork here too, in addition to the new people that are coming on. Mm-hmm. So the value of what you've got in those 367 people there are, over the period of time, if it's been, roughly 6 months for you kind of thing, the oldest of those leads is, the oldest of the people in there has been in for 6 months. The majority of them, I'm guessing, have probably been in 90 days or less.
Yeah, I would say it's about half and half if I look
right.
at it carefully.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're doing the right things. I would keep that up. If what would be great is to maybe even if you had just set aside a time to do a home buyer workshop or sent out a specific email about the daily tours, you know, Chuck will often do that, send out an email that just, you know, on a day like today, Thursday, saying, hey, if you're going to be in town this weekend, we're having daily tours of homes starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. If you'd like to join us for a tour, just click here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just sending a short message like that.
Okay. The other thing I've been doing pretty consistently is advertising in Craigslist, and I haven't analyzed, you know, how many are coming from Craigslist and how many are coming from the website. But I think you've traditionally or all along been saying.
Well, we have found that we've been able to get 50%. Almost 50% of what we get from get response from posting Craigslist daily. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the input. I'll chew on, and re-listen to some of your comments and keep in touch here.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
Hi, this is Scott Jalbert. I did the Project Cyrus program
last fall. Hey, Scott. Yeah, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Good. I guess my questions were very similar to the last gentleman.
Okay.
I have about 100 people in my get response and really not getting many requests for more information. And usually, I think I've probably only had like half a dozen requests, and usually they're keeping out their phone number. And even some have just put in their address and not even an email, so I couldn't even follow up with email. I'm excited when I listen to I Love Marketing. It's very motivating. I enjoy it. The same thing with these calls, and I'm just waiting and trying to figure out why I'm not getting, the sign-ups.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening then. So you've got 100 people in your get response. When did you start? When was the when did you turn on your AdWords?
I started the program. Was it late August or September of last year? We started
September.
AdWords.
It would have been when we started, right?
Okay, and then whatever in the program was a week after you said to get the Google AdWords going is when I started it.
Okay. And then what's your budget? What have you spent to?
I still have it the same. I think, was it $10 a day?
Okay.
And if I understand it right, I went in and I think I've had one day where it actually reached, or I think it was $11 that one day. Usually it's around $5 or $6 a day.
Okay.
So that just means that
you're getting as much as is available kind of thing for what people are searching. And then do you, have you gone in, do you check to see that you're, what position you're in, like what the average position is when we showed you the videos on how to monitor your budget?
Yes, I try to maintain them all four or better.
Okay.
Fourth position, and I make sure that I'm falling on the first page.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And so all of that has gotten you 100 people into your Get Response account. And are you sending your weekly MarketWatch email?
Religiously. I mean, when I started, I haven't missed a week, and I've only missed, I think I do it every Tuesday, and only one time I had to do it on Wednesday. I've been religious about that.
Okay, good for you. And then, so much the same as what I was saying to Jeff. Sounds like the same kind of situation here that, really about engaging with the people. Do you get replies to the initial email? Are you an investor? Are you looking for a house to live in?
Yes. Usually when I do, though, it's because they're not interested.
Uh-huh.
So they just want to be unsubscribed. I find a lot of them actually get irritated. you know,
get
they,
irritated the first day that you send them a message that says. And again, I'm wondering, you know, I'm curious about these whole things because when I look at the, I'm happy to look at specific numbers. And what I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to record something for people because we come on these calls like this, you know, and it's difficult to diagnose without knowing the real numbers, you know, when you look at it, because you come on and say, well, I'm not getting many people responding, and many means different things to different people, right? It doesn't, it sounds like there are some, but it's not specific enough to kind of make any kind of diagnosis, you know?
Right, right. No, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so I look at it and I wanna help, and I just have to be able to see specifically what happened. So I'm thinking about how I look at it right now, you know, like when you're saying, like out of 100 people, for you to say, yeah, I get responses, but most of them want to be unsubscribed. So that's kind of like, I don't know what to do with that, you know? I mean, is that 20 people who have responded and said that and it getting irritated? I don't know what, or was it one person who you know what I mean? Like what?
Right.
Yeah.
I've had probably half a dozen people who actually signed up to get something, you know,
okay.
either get the, either get like a CMA or the, sorry, I'm losing my thought here, but
your guide or the home loan report, whatever, right?
Right. And I can remember two specifically. You know, neither of them were 5-star buyers. One, she still is subscribed to the weekly Market Watch, but she'll probably never, at least in the short term, buy a house. The other person, well, definitely wasn't a 5-star prospect, and she went her own way. The two latest ones, again, no email, just an address, and I mailed them the CMA.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They asked for a CMA. They were so they were seller leads.
Correct.
Okay.
And so I did mail them that. That was fairly recent, you know, probably in the last week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, out of 100, I think I'm around half a dozen actual contacts. So, you know, I look at that as 6%. You know, I get about, I would say, an average of 15% of the people probably open the Market Watch every week.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of go in to see who's looking.
Right.
And, but no one really, once in a while I'll get a comment maybe from two or three people in there that, oh, nothing this week, you know, nothing good, you know. Nothing
right.
That Prince Tain. Yeah, which is good, you know.
Yeah, they're looking. I mean, that's the thing is they're watching and they're looking.
Right. Right.
And that's the, you know, the thing that you can do is to continue with that. Are you doing Craigslist as well?
All I posted on Craigslist, so yes, and I'm trying to think. I just posted one of the three that you had in the Cyrus examples, and I honestly, off the top of my head, I can't remember which one it is, but I don't. How do I track if they're coming from Craigslist?
Well, you would, you know, send them to one of the reference pages, one of the landing pages, and I think they're already coded for your. If you're using the Craigslist ads that we gave you, they would already be coded so that when they go to the landing page, you would see in your get response what the reference code is.
Okay, I remember watching that video that Tony did. I'll have to go back again and
right, exactly. And that's where you would see where they're coming from. And that's like I said, we're finding that we can by doing it, you know, regularly, we're able to get about 50% of what we get from AdWords. From Craigslist,
mm-hmm.
So just keeping on with that thing, and then I would say test, you know, kind of the same thing that I was just suggesting to Jeff, of doing a email out to people trying to engage in a dialogue or to offer them, you know, the daily tours or something. You know, if you're saying, if you're going to be in town this weekend and you want to see some homes, we're doing daily tours at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock, you know. And because it doesn't matter which you're going to, it's going to be a one-on-one appointment anyway. It's just letting people know that it's already done for them, you know, that there's not, they're not going to have to take the initiative to ask you to go out and show them homes. You're offering them a cookie. You know, you're saying, would you like to, you know, if you want to look at some homes, we've got the tour going on. So it's like, you know, hey, Blanche, let's go on this tour.
Right, right. No, that's definitely something I should do.
Yeah.
I definitely hear you.
Okay.
Can I ask another question?
The other thing is, like, you know, is a lot of these things are, you know, it's about just getting more visitors to your site as well. And so, you know, a lot of that, if you've maxed out what is available on AdWords, then it might be time to try adding to that Yahoo and Bing, and to start doing other things as well. You know, like we talked about a lot of the other ways to get traffic. You know, are you doing any of your display ads or ramping up your Craigslist? Certainly. You know, getting more visitors to the site is going to bring the numbers up too.
Yeah,
that's where it all starts, right? Is just if you get, it's all the percentages. It's still the same thing.
Right. No, at the end of February, right near the end, I did set up a Bing account.
Okay.
And get that going. Not getting too much coming in from there. But they had all kinds of, I don't know if I did something wrong when I set it up, but they had all kinds of issues. So I think I worked it out with them to figure out what the problem was. But I did have another question, not to change topic. But once, if you do get a little interaction with someone, you know, and then they get their 30-day or 90-day, 90-day email.
Uh-huh.
Do they, again, where I'm not getting a lot of response, if I get one person agitated, it bothers me.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
You know, if I just email them today and then tomorrow they get that 90-day email, I kind of get a funny email from them saying, I just told you you know, looking for such and such.
Right.
So is that just par, you know, is that what par for the course? It's just how it goes? Or should I be moving them? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you can, you know, you can move people out of that follow-up one. You could set up a, you know, another, just a list for MarketWatch only or prospects, you know, people that you've actually engaged with. You can set up another list in your GetResponse account and just move them into that list so that you'll still send them the MarketWatch, but they won't get the are you still looking for a house email.
Okay, so I can create another list.
Yeah.
So that that's how to get it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I have plenty of questions, but that's off the top of my head, that's what I have so far. And again, I went back and listened to all these calls, and again, it's very inspiring, and I'm very hopeful.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Okay. Awesome, Scott. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Dean. This is Paul from Los Angeles. How are you doing?
Hey, Paul. Good.
Good, good. Quick question for you. Actually, before I do the question, want to let you know I'm really excited. I'm working on the Getting Listings program, and you know what? I'm doing bootstrapping it, really. I'm doing door hangers, and that's what
okay, good, yeah.
And for me, at least in my area, I felt like it's giving better response than the actual postcards did. So you know what, I'm the one who's doing it myself, so I guess I'm getting a little exercise while I do it, so it can't be that bad, I guess.
That's awesome. Good for you. What? How many are you sending out or hanging?
Well, me personally, I've been hanging about 200 a day. That's what I usually do.
Okay.
So, and you know, so I went outside my original area a bit, so I would say that I did about 1,500 door hangers, and I got 7 responses, which I think is pretty decent from what I had before. So I think that, as you said, right now that I do it again for this month, hopefully we'll collect another 6 or 7 more, and before you know it, we're going to start having a lot of people on our follow-up system. So
that's awesome.
We've had some good response. I work with my wife, so she's the talker.
Okay,
so
right.
She has a thing to connect. She has a way to connect with people. It's unbelievable. But anyways, before I waste everybody else's time, let me get to my questions. Dean,
okay.
My question to you is this. I sometimes feel myself that I have time in the evening, and I was thinking, besides doing ad response, the AdWords and the getting listings program, and this may be something outside of what we discussed here, but my question for you is there any resources you could point me to where I could maybe build some type of site where I could get natural SEO responses from Google and different things like that?
My question. I would advise you to spend your time posting Craigslist ads and Backpage ads and being where people are actually looking, rather than trying to figure out the SEO stuff. You know, I think that would be a more valuable use of your time.
Okay.
Because you'll get more direct results. You know.
Uh huh. All right, well, then let me go in and concentrate on that then.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to, is being in front of those buyers, you know? Because on Craigslist, they're looking for homes. The only reason somebody would click all those things is because they're looking, scouring, really, you know? People who are looking on Craigslist, it's more difficult to look on Craigslist than it is to look on realtor.com or look, you know, on any real estate website. So typically the people in there are scouring and they're looking for, you know, new things that are, they already, you know, the best of the buyers probably already know about all the stuff that's on the market, and they're looking for, cool things, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah, you're very welcome. All right, guys. Well, there we go. We are nearing the top of the hour here. And it's pretty interesting. You know, I look at it and there's nothing more important. This is why when I talked about the breakthrough ideas in my 25 years, the number one thing that I talked about, and we'll have the recordings available very shortly here, but the number one thing that I talked about is know your numbers. Know the numbers. Know what's happening. And not emotionally know your numbers. Not, when you're looking at things, you want to look at the specifics, and you want to know what actually is happening, because there are things that you can do to affect every one of those numbers. You know, if you're not getting, you go right back to the beginning, you know, if you're not getting enough people in your get response account, and your website isn't broken, then it means that you need more visitors to your site. There's not many problems that people are having that couldn't be solved with more visitors to their site. And it is better to take some proactive action to get those visitors to your site than to just kind of take what is only coming from AdWords, you know, or to look at it and say, What is possible here with my AdWords? What if instead of just being on the first page, what if I moved myself up to number two, or moved myself, you know, raised my bid to see if I can get more visitors? What am I doing on Craigslist? Am I, you know, am I posting ads every day to get visitors to the site? If I'm maxing out my budget on AdWords, am I moving over to Yahoo and Bing? Am I putting everywhere that I'm doing other things as the opportunity for people to come to my website? Am I putting it on my display ad? Am I putting it on all my info box flyers? Am I doing it in my super signature of my regular email? Am I putting it on my car? Am I doing all of the things that we could talk about? Public notice flyers, all kinds of things. The more you do, the more you get. And so all of the rest of it kind of falls into place. But knowing what those numbers are, knowing what your numbers are, help diagnose where you need to go. And some of the time, it really helps also to keep in mind the portfolio value, you know, the gestation period of saying, well, how long have these people been in my get response here? How long have they been receiving these? And knowing that the sweet spot is really that 6 to 12 month period, where now you're layering on top of things. You know, you've got people who are, every month you're doing it, you've got people who have been in for 90 days, and you've got people who have been in for 4 months and 5 months and 6 months. That's all growing every single month. So a lot of it is just continuing to do the things that you know are going to be the right things to do, and getting as many leads as you can possibly get as fast as you can. That's the more that you have now shortens sort of the period of time, just because we've kind of set up things with a $10 budget. That's mostly for, as a starting point for people, as a manageable number for most people, as you're kind of learning the moves. It gets leads, but it's not getting them as fast as you maybe could be getting them. And so if you've got the money to get those leads, to get visitors to your site, $1,000 invested in getting people in your get response account is more valuable than $1,000 in your bank account. And when you've been using your system for multiplying people, I mean, that's really what we're talking about, is multiplying money. And so you got to kind of take that approach of using what you have. If you have money to invest in bringing people to your site, which is going to bring people into your get response account, and you've got the follow through that you're committed to every week, sending out a MarketWatch email to people, you're going to win. You're going to win. That's how it happens. You know, people will respond. People will start asking for your offers. So that's my little post-call sermonette, and I will look forward to talking to you guys next time. I'll send out an email with my findings when I do all the analysis on what kind of numbers of the follow-through, because we see what happens when people come into from your AdWords. We see how many people get into your get response. What we need your help is telling us how many leads you're getting, how many showing appointments you're getting, how many transactions you're doing, all that kind of stuff. And it would be useful for everybody to know kind of where they stand with where other people are doing. Okay, so there we go. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me, and we will talk to you next time.